And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jer Parsons with us on the garden program this morning, an area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. Here we are getting towards the last part of this month of August, just really a little over one more week left, and we're getting into the fall gardening season. We're getting a few showers, and we're getting weeds growing.
That's right. People are, you know, that comes right along with the vegetable.
I guess so.
It's like our saying for today, if you can find a path with no obstacle, it probably leads nowhere.
How about that?
If it was easy, anybody would do it, all right? Now, if your weeds are growing, that's a good indication that your vegetables are probably growing. People flip out over weeds, you know, and it's such an obvious way to control these things. Weeds should never even be a problem. Weeds are an opportunity. Weeds are an opportunity to lose weight. We got people that are joining these health spas and running up and down the road trying to lose weight. All you have to do is to get a hoe, and that's an instrument that's fairly not really new to the market, but it's new to a lot of people's mentality. Get a hoe, and that's a little blade with a blade on the end of a stick. If you don't want to bend over, what I encourage people to do is don't use the hoe on weeds. Just bend over and pull them out one at a time.
Yeah, that's fun, really.
You can do a squat thrust and pick those out of there. You can bend over, pick them up. You can bend over backwards and pick them up. If you got a weight problem, you can go out there in the middle of the day when it's hot, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, pick them out of there. And the nice thing about it, when you're picking them out, put them in a sack, put them in a bag, take them out of the garden. If you say, my back hurts, I can't do that kind of stuff, I can't bend over, crawl down there on your hands and knees, you know, and you can do push-ups and pick them out with your teeth as you go down, when you go down for your downstroke and all that kind of stuff. I mean, this is an opportunity. Don't look at it as a problem. Look at it as an opportunity. Some people have gotten into eating weeds.
Certain ones you can.
Eating weeds. Purslane. You know, I've done the story about purslane. Yeah. It is a wonderful salad crop. So you can go out there and act like you're harvesting and put them in salad. We have so many people talking about herbs. Basically, all these weeds are herbs anyway. So, go ahead and bring them in and season your food with them. They're not poisonous. I mean, you fertilize them, you've grown them, so you can season your food with them. And then you can act like you're a gourmet cook. You say, hey, I use, and call them herbs. People don't like to think that you've put weeds in their food.
Yep.
So don't call them weed. Now, remember, if you harvest these with the intent that you're going to eat them and use them on your, you know, in your food to season your steaks and things like that, get a good old ribeye and go out there and put some of your garden weeds on top of them, and then you can, you know, get you one of those big white caps and you can act like a gourmet chef.
Sure.
But the deal is people... a weed is a plant out of place.
That is the definition of a weed.
So if you go into with the intent that this grass and all that stuff that you actually didn't plant, it just came up, you're going to be eating it, then it no longer becomes a weed, it becomes an herb.
You see what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
It's just the way you look at things.
It really is a strange way to look at
it. Now, this will also encourage, when you go out there and harvest it, people always say, why don't you talk about growing by herbs? They're weeds. I mean, if you can't grow an herb, we can't help you. You know, I mean, they hold them out for years, and then some old boy figured out about eating them. But they're easy. You plant them at this time of year and stand back, and they're going to happen. Then you got to figure out what in the world to do with them. When we get back, we'll talk about why you need to control these herbs or weeds or whatever you want to call them in your garden to stimulate the growth of your other plants.
Okay, good. We're looking forward to that. We will take a brief break. Get back to Jerry right after this.